That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Work situation in the Jot'em Down store, resulting from Lum spending all his time coaching the school football team, the old fellows decided to hire a new clerk. So yesterday they wrote to the U.S. Employment Service at the county seat, requesting a bright young soldier just out of the Army. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, do you ever feel like you need a life preserver? No doubt there are times when you feel almost like a drowning man. You want help in a hurry. Now, after temptation has led you into overeating and you want help in a hurry, just call on Alka-Seltzer. Yes, when overeating leads to a touch of acid indigestion, it's time to get Alka-Seltzer's quick, satisfying relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you to feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that upset feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. So when temptation leads you into overeating and a touch of acid indigestion comes along, get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Now, you'll like its quick, satisfying relief. Don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store telling Grandpappy Spears about their new plans.
You mean you're actually going to hire a returned soldier to work for you?
Yeah, that's a plan.
Well, I do know. That's mighty fine. I'm proud to hear it, Abner. It's a fine thing to do.
Well, me and Lum needed somebody here in the store to help us anyway, and we just thought if it was some soldier returning that we could give a job to, it'd help him and us.
That was mighty thoughty of you.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Well, we don't know yet.
Don't know?
No.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Huh?
You ought to at least know a feller's name before you're hiring.
Oh, well.
Well, who to make the check out to?
Well, Grandpa.
Of course you can pay him in cash.
We're going to find out who he is. See, we wrote him a letter.
Well, how can you write him a letter if you don't know his name?
Well, we never wrote to him direct.
Who'd you write to, his mama?
No, we wrote to a bureau, I think it's called.
A burrow?
Bureau.
That's what I said. What the hell are you writing to a donkey for? Thought you said you was getting a soldier.
Well, we are.
Well, a donkey couldn't read your letter, no way.
Grandpapa never said he could.
Of course, when I recollect that Charlie Redfield claims he knowed a feller in Jefferson, Missouri, named Ollie Ziegler, claims he had a talking donkey. I don't believe the donkey could read, though.
Yeah, well, listen, Grandpa.
The donkey's name was Clyde.
Yeah, Grandpap, I've heard Charlie tell about him.
Is that who you're getting, Clyde?
Course it ain't.
Well, what's the name of the donkey you're getting?
I never said we was getting a donkey.
You did, done it. You stood right there in your spavin-legged shoes and said it.
I never said you had wrote
to a burb. Burr's the same as a donkey. In case you're so ignorant, you don't know it.
I know it. Because I've got more ignorance than you think I have. Only donkey that talks that I know of around here is you. But I never said burr, I said bureau. You know what a bureau is, don't you?
Like you have in a bedroom to keep you searching socks and stuff like that in?
Well, that's one kind, yes.
Well, what do you want with one of them things down here at the store for?
We don't.
It'd look out of place.
Grandpap, if you'll just listen to me a minute now. The kind of bureau I'm talking about is an employment bureau. The one at the county seat. Called a U.S. Employment Service.
I never wrote one of them.
We wrote to them, and they're going to find us a returned soldier and send him down here to West Oak.
Instead of calling me a donkey.
Huh?
I don't like that.
Well, I may be
a bureau, but I ain't no burrow.
You are done. You act like one. I never said you was one. Your ears ain't quite long enough, I don't think.
Of course not.
Well, you talk. Well, I can see your ears. Thought you pull them out that way.
Roundabout way you tell something, Abner. A body can't hardly figure out what you're talking about.
Well, if you just listen once in a while, instead of arguing all the time, you know what folks is talking about.
So you're going to hire a soldier, huh?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
When does he get here?
Well, I don't know. Because he can't get here too quick for me, though, I can tell you that right now.
What if he pop in right now? What would you do?
I'd love to see him come in right this minute. Doggies, you know, Grandpap, it's going to be good to have somebody around here to take that heavy work off of my shoulders. You know, I've been overworked for 20 years, Grandpap.
Oh, sassy.
I have done it.
Sassy friend.
I have just worked myself down to a nub. That's what I did around this store. Yes, sir. You know it, too, if you wouldn't argue with me all the time about it. That lum's always give me the hard things around here to do. Claims he can't sweep out because he's got rheumatiz in his back.
I've heard
him. Can't wash the winders because he don't want to put his hands in the cold water.
I know. Excuses.
Always excuses.
Oh,
yeah.
He's been pretty bossy, all right. Ain't no doubts about it.
Yeah, and them days are over now, though. My doggies, I'm just going to do a little bossing around here myself. I hope whoever we get ain't too big a feller.
Want one littler than you, huh?
Well, don't want him too little. He's got to be stout enough to lift feed sacks.
Well, I can lift a feed sack myself.
But on the other hand...
Oh, you mean with feed in them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
why,
different.
Why, sure, Grandpa.
Anybody can lift a feed sack.
I never said...
Two-year-old youngin' can lift one of them.
Well, sacks are feed in. Feed sacks with feed inside of them, 100 pounds.
Oh, well, that's different.
But I want him little enough so I can boss him around, too.
I don't know. It's going to be hard to find anybody that fits in there.
Yeah, that's right, too. Maybe I ought to write them another letter and tell them about what size fella we want.
Yeah, size 8 or... I don't know how you measure them.
Well, I don't either. Lum never mentioned nothing about size.
6 and 7/8.
Tell him to give somebody just about my size or to hold my...
Oh, I don't believe size matters so much. Take, for instance, what's his name coming up out there?
Huh?
Cedric, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
He's big for size goes, but a body can boss him around easy.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. Cedric ain't hard to get with. Howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner. Hello, Mr. Grandpap.
What can we do for you today, Cedric? Peanut butter?
No, nothing. Just tell Mr. Lum when he comes in that I'm sorrowful for what I done.
Well... What'd you do, Cedric?
Oh, I reared his scrimmage.
You done what, Cedric?
Messed up his football practice.
Oh, I see. How in the world did you do that?
Well, I never aimed to do nothing wrong. See, Mr. Lum ain't got enough scrubs over there for the first team to practice again, so he was getting everybody he could find to help out, and he asked me if I'd be one of them.
Oh, and you didn't do it, huh?
No, Mama, I done it.
Huh?
But I never wanted to. He talked me into it.
Oh. Well, how do you mean, then, you ruined the scrimmage, then, Cedric?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know nothing about that doggone game.
No.
Mr. Lum told me what to do, and I tried to do it, but I reckon I just done everything wrong.
Well, exactly what did you do, Cedric?
Oh, I don't even know.
Now, don't puddle up that way and start blubbering now, Cedric. Just stand up right. You're a man now. You can't go around bawling every time you get your feelings hurt.
Yes, Mom.
Look at yourself.
I'm just so sorrowful.
Now, here, take this cloth now and wipe your eyes off. Now, tell me about it. Now, what happened?
I don't even know. Whatever it was wrong, though.
Oh.
Whenever I got the ball, I tried to do like the other fellas, but I
couldn't seem to do it. Here, now, stand up here. Now, Cedric, bless your heart. Now, don't be crying that away. It's hard to catch on to the game, I reckon.
You mind if I put my head on your shoulder?
Now, Cedric, now, you stop that. Now, that wouldn't look right. Somebody passing by the window, a big lummox of a boy like you leaning over on me.
Oh, I forget. I keep thinking I'm 7.
Well, you ain't.
And then I see Mr. Lum over there jumping up and down, waving his arms around every time I'd done something.
Yeah.
Finally, I got so embarrassed, I just run out of there.
Hmm.
When he comes in, would you tell him I'm sorrowful?
Yeah, well, sure, I'll make him understand.
I'm going over home and have a good cry about it.
Oh, Cedric,
much obliged, Mr. Abner. I feel terrible.
All right. Bless his heart. Bless his little heart. That poor boy, I just feel downright sorrowful for him.
Yeah, he takes things like that pretty hard.
He
might not have had me puddling up there.
Oh, he's sensitive and high-strung if I ever seen... Look at him crossing the street over there.
Yeah, well, Morton got mad at him, though. Cedric don't mean to do things wrong.
Oh, he run right into that post over there at Luke Spears' place.
Oh, must have
had that handkerchief up in front of his eyes. Couldn't see where he's going. Poor boy.
Yeah. Well, you got to say one thing for him. When you tell him something, he does try to do it.
Yes, he does. He does his best at it. I'll say that. Well, I tell you, the whole thing with Lum is he's having a pretty hard time over at that coaching job, Grandpap. Since him and the Possums lost that olden game, while the whole town sort of down on him. And he thinks Miss Emmeline's awful disappointed in him, too.
Well, I think she would be, losing the way he is.
Well, it ain't all Lum's fault. He just ain't got no good players to work with. Frog Dixon was the only good one we had, and he lost him.
Yeah, if he's any kind of a coach at all, though, he could develop some new players, it seems to me.
Well, it takes more than that. You heard Cedric say it. Lum never even had enough boys over there to make up two teams for a scrimmage.
Well, how about this new fella you're going to hire? Maybe he could help out.
No, you have to go to school before you can play on a team.
Oh, new.
Besides, he's going to be too busy here at the store to be playing football. I've got enough work lined up for him to keep him busy 25 hours a day.
Well, ain't you going to do no work around here yourself?
I'll be honest, Grandpap. I'm aiming on taking it pretty easy. And I deserve it, too.
Well, what are you going to do with all your time, then?
I don't know. Supervise and loaf. Mostly loaf, I think.
Well, I think you'll have more time for checkers now.
I might. More like to do a little fishing and hunting, too. Might even get me a sack of them golfing bats and get some mallets someplace.
Now, what in the world is he in such a race for?
Huh? Who?
Lum. See
Lum.
Him coming up out there with his coach suit
Lum.
On.
He ain't crying, too, is he?
Sweat sweater or sweating outfit or whatever he calls it.
Well, Lummy, I don't know. He sure is in a hurry, though.
Hey, Adler, have you saw Cedric?
Cedric?
Yeah, I'm looking for
him. Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I can explain all that to you.
I don't want nothing explained. I just want to find him.
Huh?
He run off before I had a chance to talk
well,
to him.
Well, now, listen, Lum. That boy never meant to do that.
Well, I don't know whether he meant to or not, but he sure done it. You ought to saw him, Abner. Why, he taken that football and run through my first team like there wasn't even on the field. There's the greatest one player in the whole world.
Huh?
He outcaps the four horsemen of the Notre Dame and Red Granger all wropped into one.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
My granny's with him on my team. We can whip any team in the country.
Damn.
Cedric has saved the possum.
Well, it looks as though both the Jot'em Down store and the Pine Ridge football team are going to have a new man. And from the looks of things, both of them need it. Join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. No doubt, friends, you've heard many people say, I'd give a million for a decent night's sleep. Well, that's easy to understand. Just one sleepless night can make anyone pretty discouraged and irritable. When you're restless, high-strung, and cranky because of nervous tension, try Miles Nervine. This time-tested formula has brought restful nights and tension-free days to thousands. Get a package of Miles Nervine and have it on hand next time nervous tension keeps you awake or threatens to spoil your work or play. Caution, use only as directed. Miles Nervine comes in two forms, liquid and effervescent tablets. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. So to help get rid of sleepless, restless nights, ask your druggist for Miles Nervine. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.